It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More and more people getting their power restored. Florida Strong, we will come back. It is 7:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No, I don't want to. With my Trump sticks.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, well,
you know.
So yeah. When you're kind of deaf, that's what I thought you said at first.
Oh, Trump
sticks? Get out your Trump sticks.
Oh,
and
okay.
I go, man,
yeah,
that's good. I'm going to steal that. I'll use it on the air. And then, because of my semi-deafness, it just turns out to be all mine now.
Wow.
It's the funny things that I hear. Yeah. And Betsy's not too amused by it, which I can understand.
Sure. I understand.
As long as there's not other background noise,
right?
I'm pretty good. Although I definitely notice it's getting worse.
So it happens.
I got to address that one of these days. Hey,
get any younger?
Yeah. You ready to get out your violin and play so sad of a song
for
Sean Diddy Combs?
Oh.
Because his bail was denied.
Wow.
His bail was denied, and his attorney came out and said, "Hey." Sean is struggling in federal jail. This is tough on him, but not for reasons that might come to mind. Seriously, the attorney had the audacity to say,
uh-oh,
yeah, he's not really crazy about the food.
Well, it's probably not what his chef would fix him at home.
No, I would imagine.
So there's that.
And then
I
wonder what happens when the chef at the prison finds out that old Sean's kind of disparaging his culinary abilities.
Might not want to do that.
I wonder then what the food will taste like.
Oh, what's in it? That could be bad.
I won't do it.
Could really be really bad. Just saying.
Sean Diddy Combs struggling in federal jail, not for reasons you might think. The embattled mogul has been locked up Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center since September 17th after the judge denied his bail request. He will definitely be sitting in his cell well into the new year.
Wow.
The new date, at least for the for part of the trial, at least anyway, the sex trafficking trial will be set for May 5th.
Oh, that's a ways off.
May 5th, and ordered him to remain behind bars.
Now, I don't feel sorry for him, but it does give you perspective. Think about it. You're used to being driven around in whatever kind of a high-end whatever. You've got your chef, you got two mansions, you got money, you got fame, and you are sitting in a jail cell eating prison food.
Yeah.
That's contrast.
It really is. And again, like you say, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for him again.
Yeah.
You know, innocent until proven guilty, but this isn't, you know, atypical. I mean, this is a case where you have a lot of information, a lot of witnesses, a lot of video. So, yeah. And again, something that has been taking place for years, allegedly. So he's remaining behind bars. This is all part of that. I'll call it kind of, the culture of the left. That doesn't mean that, you know, Republicans or conservatives are all perfect and they've never done anything, outside those bounds. Of course. Come on. We're all human. We all fall short. But this is like this and that whole Epstein thing. And there's this whole like kind of subculture, if you will, where, what do you want to say? Anything goes kind of thing. And at least when you have, let's say you have the attitude that, you know, anything goes. I'm going to a place where anything goes. Now that's one thing. But if you say, I'm going to a place where anything goes, especially toward the unsuspecting people that have been drugged. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's that.
Apparently, allegedly, if the things are true, you know, he was like blackmailing them. He would fly these girls in from like Atlanta, fly them in from Florida, New York. And then, he put stuff or things were put in. I can't say it was him personally, but, you know, things would make their way into, say, the champagne, and the champagne was going around. And some people knew not to drink it. Some people didn't. Yeah. Anyway, you drink the champagne. You do things that you normally would never do. You're talked into doing things. All that. Okay. Right? You made your mistake. Right? You drank that stuff, whatever. So, a couple weeks later, you get a call, theoretically, from, you know, Puffy or one of his pals, right? Hey, Cindy Lou, are you coming back to the, you know, we're going to have another big party. We're going to fly you in and everything. I'm sorry. That did not go well last time. I'm not even sure what happened, but I know whatever happened, it was not good. I don't want to put myself through that. Oh, that'd be a shame. Because, gosh, if you don't show up, they might just show, like, the video of what you did do last time around, you know, and share it with all their friends. This is the kind of, really, I mean, depravity that they were allegedly, that's they were utilizing this kind of pressure tactic, blackmail and drugging. And,
well, it's going to be interesting, too, because unlike Epstein, it looks like that, in this case, names may be more forthcoming because of video and the potential trial of evidence that's going to pop up. So,
well, yeah, and the similarity to Epstein is just because you may have known him, just because you went on one flight, doesn't mean you necessarily engage in any of those activities. Now, if you're on the manifest of flying in that plane to that island, you know, more than a couple of times, then you have to wonder. But the same thing will be true here. Who's who? Everybody who is invited would go to his party. The top of, you know, all of Hollywood would go. That doesn't necessarily mean they participated in these, heinous events that took place.
Interesting, in some of the conversations that are coming out about it, though, it's like there were some who were given, like, the heads up, hey, it's coming up on whatever time. You might want to go ahead and take off, you know, and acknowledge that there are things that you probably don't want to be involved in. There's even a video of Denzel leaving, not looking happy at all, and he wouldn't answer questions. It's like it was a very much of a, and I'm going to read into this, oh, it ain't good. It's not good there, and I am getting out of here kind of thing.
And I've heard other, you know, witnesses say, you could tell at a certain time, and apparently he warned people, because he invited kids. He warned them, hey, in 1 hour, you know, kids are done. Yeah. They're out of here. One hour, no ifs, ands, or buts. Get them out of here. And they said definitely there was a change in the way the party moved, in the way the people were behaving. There was like a, shall we say, some sort of intoxicant that was, given to some party members.
It's time for change.
All right. Hey, it is 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You know what that means? It's time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever's bugging you, especially on a Friday. You don't want to carry any baggage through the weekend, so air it out, all right? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877 877- 775-9825.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time.
You know, what do we do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of Looney Tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to get it off your chest, feel better for the weekend. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. If you don't get through right away, please try back. 877-975-9825. And Pete, what's bugging you?
From today forward, until Election Day, we can pretty much ignore the polls that are churned out by the progressive media because Obama has surfaced to support Kamala. And mark my words, any state where one or both, Michelle, Barack, either one, go to campaign for Kamala, that means there's trouble and they're behind. You can count on it more than any CNN, ABC, CBS poll. That's where they're in trouble. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, they even, Obama coming out, trying to support them, but even made a comment, something like, yeah, the Harris campaign didn't have the kind of energy that we had, meaning when they were having his run.
Wow.
So, yeah, even though he's supportive, he's like, yeah.
But the fact that you've got to bring him out, that tells you something. It really does. Pete's right.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. And it might have a backlash effect, too, but we'll get into that later. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. The moment I woke up this morning and start turning on the computer, like the power cuts out for 5 seconds and there's not a whiff of weather in the air. And then the other thing that's bugging me is I didn't have a clue that we had Aurora Borealis over Florida last night, and I did not even see it. I hope you guys had a chance. Thanks, guys.
I know Aurora Borealis was kind of present, but I thought people, in the Midwest could see it visibly. I didn't know if we could or not.
I didn't hear until this morning that we could see it in Florida. But we don't stay. We try not to be up when it's really getting dark.
When you could see the best of it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I guess we missed out again.
Yeah.
Let's go to 877-975-9825. Got some open lines, which is rare. But so call in now and let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, happy Friday, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Now, I called this before, and I think it bears repeating that this administration, our government in general, really doesn't care about the American people. And they don't care at all. And I'm not being hyperbolic, but look what they're doing. They can't even get the $750 measly dollars to the people in Maui or in the mountains in North Carolina and Tennessee. But I found out that NATO, Turkey, who's a member of NATO, is officially joining or trying to join BRICS. So here we go. NATO's fracturing away. And Turkey's got, I believe, the second largest army in NATO, if I'm not mistaken. They're joining BRICS? Come on. And it's fracturing. Hungary's splitting is at odds with NATO over the war in Ukraine. The American people overwhelmingly did not want that huge package to go to Israel and Ukraine, that money. And they did it anyway. They stuck their thumb in our eye and said, oh, screw you, but they can't give $750, more than $700. They can't help the American people in times of destruction.
Well, they will. That's just a little something. I mean, it's an insignificant amount of money for right. those who really are being displaced. If you can't go back to your home, $750 will last you a few days, if you're lucky,
yeah.
between housing and food costs. And then if you run in past, you know, a week or two night, what, laundry at the very least?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly
oh,
maybe
yeah.
some new clothing? I mean, $750 is an insult no matter how you really slice it and dice it. And you're right. You're sending billions of dollars.
Oh, it's frustrating.
While you can see crisis and chaos mm-hmm. in your own nation, how can you turn a blind eye to that? But they can. They can. See, you know, the Democrats have learned that a lot of Democrat voters, well, they don't really pay attention. They catch headlines. Who controls
right.
the headlines? The mainstream media. Mm-hmm. What do? They're always carrying water for the left. So, yeah, they get that information, and the Democrats have been able to get away with that for a long time. And people keep voting them in. They believe when Democrats come out and say absolutely absurd, ridiculous things, Trump's going to be an authoritarian. At the same time they call him an authoritarian, they want to tell you what kind of car to drive, what kind of stove mm-hmm. That you can cook with, that guns are evil, especially the black ones, and we're going to ban them. We're going to take them away. Oh, and by the way, we don't want your opinion on social media, and we're going to start to suppress that and eliminate free speech. But it's Trump they call the authoritarian. All you can do is hope that people, you know, start to catch on
right.
to what's going on here.
You talk about them being out of touch, and that was one of the things that bugged me. We didn't hit it a lot because we were dealing with all the hurricane stuff, but it was like between the hurricanes, when you've got Kamala Harris asking for money from the American people, talking about the, quote, increasingly dire humanitarian situation, but she was talking about Lebanon. Talk about bad timing. You've got Americans who don't have a home or a job or a car or roads to their city, and she's wanting to have you plea for Lebanon and the dire situation that those citizens were in. I'm like, wow, you are totally clueless.
Yeah. My prayer is that, you know, ears will hear,
yep.
eyes will see, and that the truth will become evident to enough people that we can save this constitutional republic that about 51% of us cherish.
Yeah.
You've got to get out and vote. You have to. It is 7:28. Thanks so much for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to touch base with Preston Bolin. He's the director of the Marin County Emergency Management. So stand by. He'll be coming up at approximately 8:05 right here on 97.3. The sky.
Debbie.
Came in Steinhatchee with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
It made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Now Milton.
It's a monster.
Storm surge on the west coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
The National Guard as well as specialized search and rescue teams.
Keeping you on top of every storm.
Here we go again.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch or Radiant Credit Union.
We appreciate the storm information.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. 7:35 right now. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about. Look, you've still got people suffering. You've probably seen some videos, some photographs, drone footage maybe. People are suffering. Good news is Alachua County everybody's got power restored. Marion County, everybody except for about 10%. Good job there.
That's great, yeah.
Putnam County, still hurting a little bit. They've got nearly 20% of people still waiting to get their power hooked up. I know they had issues related to flooding, et cetera. Yeah. And then you've got Volusia County with 43% of the population still without power. So, yep, feel for the folks that are dealing with that. If you're looking for another silver lining, and I'm good at coming up with those, look at the temperatures that we're enjoying right now. It's actually down to like 59 degrees in Gainesville. And you know what? For people that are without power, meaning air conditioning, this is literally like a godsend to have this kind of weather break.
Oh, yeah. Because how many times, you know, we have power go out in the middle of the summer, it's humid, it's 98, and it's just awful.
Sweltering, really rough on an elderly population, really rough trying to do any sort of fix-up, clean-up, patch-up in the midst of, you know, unbearable heat and no air conditioning. So at least we have that. We got that silver lining, and I got to tell you, this weather, for me personally, I think Greg can relate, I feel... You know, it gives me energy.
I love fall. Yeah, I absolutely love fall.
Because I like being outside. I don't like sweating my face off.
Right.
So that's why the weather cools down just a bit. And absolutely love it.
Well, it's great. And it actually takes me back to a lot of memories as kind of a early teen. Because I've always loved doing yard work, landscaping, shrubs, that kind of thing. And the fall is the time you do a lot of that.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like it's memories coming from the Midwest, which we don't get as much here. Look, there's a yellow leaf. You know, that was fall. Don't miss it. But, you know, coming from the Midwest, fall was beautiful. The leaves. Mm-hmm. But it's what would come after that I know you and I don't like, when all the trees are dead, the grass is brown. So that's where Florida's kind of nice.
And then you have that one long gray day that they refer to as
winter.
February.
Oh, February itself.
It's like one long day. It's the same every day.
You're scratching.
Gray, overcast. Sometimes it gets cold, and then whatever was defrosted now freezes over.
Uh-huh.
Then it gets all slushy, and then dirt accumulates.
Oh, yeah,
it
gets awful.
Dirty and slushy.
Scraping windows, shoveling your driveway just to get out of the garage. We don't miss that. We'll put up with a few less colorful leaves to enjoy this.
And we would invite more people to enjoy the Florida lifestyle, but unfortunately the state is closed.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're just hearing it here first. We apologize.
Yeah. We'd love to let you in, but...
Oh, wait. You can come temporarily, spend a bunch of money.
And then go home?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I saw an advertising campaign for North Carolina. I think it was North Carolina. Somewhere in the... You know, in the mountainous areas. Hey, come visit. You know, we're open for business.
Right.
You know, tourism is a big part of the economy or whatever, and kind of promoting it and pushing it. So, because we were contemplating back and forth whether going to Biketoberfest.
Right.
And so I don't know. Might change plans, even though we're only a little over a week out and head up.
Mm-hmm. Instead of over.
The reason I initially said nixed it and said no is because, you know, look, if roads are out and there's a lot of people that are, I don't want to get in the way, basically is what it is. I don't want to get in the way. And, but if there's, you know, if the tourism thing is going to be helpful, that's the one thing that I can sacrifice, and that's, you know, spending money, which
they appreciate.
I've become accustomed to.
Yes, they appreciate it.
Israel announced Thursday it had foiled an ISIS plot to bomb a major shopping mall in Tel Aviv. They arrested five suspects, all Arab citizens of Israel. So they're citizens of Israel, of Arab background. The five residents in central Israel formed a terror cell that was allied with ISIS, the fanatical terror group that originated in Iraq and Syria. Five were arrested after a month-long clandestine investigation in collaboration with the crime unit, and they'll see charges coming in a few days. And the cell leader apparently is named Mahmoud Azam and Ibrahim Sheikh Youssef. They recruited three others. And Israel's Arab population has largely remained loyal to the state, you know, realizing, hey, this is our home. This is a nice place. You know, we should protect it. Dozens of Israeli Arabs, including Muslims, were murdered by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. Yeah, they weren't like checking IDs or anything when they were slaughtering people. They were just looking innocent. You can't protect yourself.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kidnap, rape, you know, burn. Oh, babies? Yeah, they're fair game.
Yeah.
So grotesque. And there's people that actually are like marching for them.
Yeah. Who live a very cushy American life while hanging out on campus. Yeah.
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 Man, how people can be so easily manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, so listen to this. Listen to this, my fellow election deniers.
Yes.
Apparently, the Democrats, they're going to deny some things, too.
Wait a minute. But I thought that was wrong in their view. I thought
they did. How dare you question the outcome of an election?
Yeah.
But maybe it's okay to say ahead of time that you're not going to be okay with it.
That makes it all right?
Well, that's what they're doing. Of course it doesn't make it all right.
Explain yourself, Bob.
Top congressional Democrats told Axios on Thursday they would not commit to certifying the 24 election if former President Donald Trump wins.
But every time he's been in a debate or a big interview, they ask him ahead of time if you...
Are you going to accept the results?
Exactly. And like he's supposed to have the right answer at that moment.
The failure to commit to certifying the election would prove many members to be hypocrites, including House Oversight Committee ranking member and former January 6th committee member Jamie, he rubs me the wrong way, Raskin.
Wow.
Or Jamie gives me a rash, Raskin.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah. Who told Axios that he's unsure if he'll certify a Trump win. He denied Trump won the 2016 election. But again, nobody shouted at him, denier, denier.
No, yeah. Didn't hear that.
Yep, and he objected to Trump's electors in 2017. If Trump won a free, fair, and honest election, then we would obviously accept it, Raskin said, assuming the election was free, fair, and honest. I definitely don't assume that. Wow.
Well,
you know why he doesn't assume that?
Why is that?
Because he knows they're going to be cheating every which way they can.
But we have to be thankful for one thing, Bob, and that is the fact that we have such an honest press in our country that they would be calling these Democrats out for their hypocrisy.
Yeah, you mean almost like the watchdog of government.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, in theory. I didn't mean like in reality.
Oh, yeah.
But
that,
like in theory.
Yeah, that theory. That theory.
It washed out like the tide.
Well, it kind of became, it unwound, like fabric it unwound. Mm. And there's a few threads here and there, but.
Yeah, not much left.
Oh, here's what Raskin also said. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, Democrats don't engage in election fraud and election fabrication. Well, nobody asked you if they did, at least not lately.
But you felt the need to say so?
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
It's that little protest, you might
preemptive
say.
Guilt
yeah.
strike, a little preemptive. Yeah.
That's probably that.
Well, and that's what they're doing by saying, you know, oh, we don't know if we're going to certify. Greg, I think it was off air. You and I were talking, and you said, and I agreed, that if Trump does win, but don't think it's going to be a very simple, easy transition of power.
No. They're not going to want to certify those election results. You watch. And saying things like this pretty much tells us that they're already a little preemptive strike there.
It might be easier than you think. Because remember, it's like you got to get Biden out of there. And all you got to do is tell him the new White House is located in Scranton.
Uh-huh.
A suburb of Scrapple, Pennsylvania, and that they are now serving ice cream.
Oh.
So that's easy.
Oh, yeah. He'll help them pack up and go.
Kamala, on the other hand, might have her toes kind of dug in and be somewhat resistant, you know?
Yeah.
Her toe is really...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She doesn't want to... No.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Right on, brother. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot more to talk about, and we have a special guest coming up. Marion County Emergency Management Director Preston Bolin will be on the show in about 20 minutes. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Good morning. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Saturday night, the Gators go into the very unfriendly confines of Tennessee.
Ooh.
Yes. And
that'll be interesting.
Yeah. And we don't want to hear any Rocky Top singing. So, and the Gators got their work cut out for them. Tennessee still highly ranked. Gators still struggling. But we'll see. Anything is possible. Go Gators!
There you go.
I don't know why all of a sudden I was about to name the stadium, and then it just completely escaped from the top of my mind. And I've seen it on the banks of the Tennessee River several times. Yeah. I don't know why I can't think of it. Anyway. All right. Probably because it's worth
it. As long as the people driving the bus know where to take them, we're good.
Yeah, you know? I guess so.
So, as long as you're not driving, we're good.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure, well, no, maybe they're leaving today.
Mm.
The equipment's probably already up there, but they're leaving today. All right. In my theory that I proposed, okay, my hypothesis was that Joe Biden has been very butthurt over the fact that they're giving him the boot. His own party giving him the boot.
Correct.
Now, I'm sure he worked out a deal, got some sort of golden parachute-ish type thing going on, but he still has a huge bruised ego. And I have presented evidence over a period of time of things that he has said that would definitely, at the very least, undermine Kamala and or her ability to lead, etc. And here's another piece of that evidence. And it has to do with a little tiff, if you want to call it that, where Kamala is trying to get a hold of our governor, DeSantis. And the governor's like, yeah, I'm not sure if she reached out or not. But, I don't see any really reason to talk to her.
She's not handling things.
And she responded, people are in desperate need of support right now and playing political games at this moment in those crisis situation. These are the height of emergency situations, she raged, deriding the governor's irresponsible and selfish. And you're supposed to take my call, and I want to have it videotaped on both ends. So it makes it look like I am in charge and you like me.
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, I don't know about that last part, you know?
Yeah.
Neyland Stadium. No, not pronounced Neyland.
The lady with the southern drawl
Neyland,
said it was.
Neyland.
Maybe it was just her drawl.
But that's between you and her.
I don't know.
I'm telling you the name of the stadium.
I believe you.
Anybody who thinks I'm wrong, bring donuts because you're wrong.
Oh, apple fritter.
Apple fritter and Boston cream. Okay.
Okay, right. back to work. Yeah, okay. We're focused. It's Friday.
So anyway, here's Kamala and the governor going at it. And here's the governor. Look, she never called on any of the storms that we've had here in Florida since she's been vice president until apparently now. Bam. Point well taken. Absolutely correct, sir. And who do you go to get the emergency aid and what have you? You go to the president, which apparently Biden and DeSantis have had several conversations, and Biden was even asked whether DeSantis had been cooperative in coordinating with federal government. Not only did the president reply in the affirmative, he said he had thanked DeSantis for doing a great job.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at that.
So he had a chance to kind of look out for, protect, misdirect, any of that. Instead, he, in my opinion, purposefully took the approach of, screw Kamala. Yeah, Governor DeSantis did it. He's doing a great job, which is true. Yeah, he is doing a great job.
Yes.
But Biden wouldn't have offered that if Biden was running.
Oh,
Biden
no.
offered that because no. he's butthurt. Mm-hmm. He's sitting on the sideline, and he's going to scorch that earth for Kamala. I pointed this out a while ago, and about every 2 or 3 days, he will do or say something that kind of backs up my theory. I don't think he really wants her to win. I don't.
Oh.
I think that in his mind he says, you could have won with me, you can't win with her, and then when they lose, he'll be able to say, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody will say ice cream, and he'll go, where? And he'll wander off. But first he'll say, I told you so.
My goodness.
Gets a little complicated. Father of an allegedly kidnapped 14-year-old girl is in jail in Arkansas after a shooting that left the reported kidnapper dead. All right, so apparently it went something like this, okay? Deputies receive a call on October 8th about a missing 14-year-old girl. As the deputies were en route to the home of the missing girl, they received a call regarding a shooting. They received the call of the missing child at 1:12 a.m. on Tuesday morning. While on their way to the incident, they then learned that the girl's father, Aaron Spencer, found the girl in a car allegedly driven by Michael Fossler, the kidnapper. Then, supposedly, there was an altercation between the two men, and Fossler, the kidnapper, was shot and killed.
Wow.
There is more to that story, and I will share it with you after we have a great conversation with the Marion County Emergency Manager, Preston Bolin. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!